Talk.
Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk.
Right, before we get to the issue of accountability and not looking away, last week we chatted to Jeanne Bodenstein, the advocacy coordinator at Rape Crisis, and she mentioned that there was going to be a protest outside the Khayelitsha courts this morning, calling for a sexual offences court to be designated there. I wanted to get a quick update on how it went, and Jeanne is on the line with us now. Jeanne, thanks for chatting to us again. How good was the turnout at the protest this morning?
Well, I think it was really good. What I was quite excited about is also people from walking by and obviously seeing the commotion, really being interested in what we are protesting for, and obviously also believing that this is something serious in the community. A lot of people had stories about what happened to their family members and their friends, so they joined us before they're on their way to do something else, and I think that really speaks to the importance of the issue and also to the very real need for a sexual offences court in Khayelitsha. The fact that people that had no idea when they got up this morning that this is something that they are going to protest for just joined us, and I think it was especially powerful to be able to hand over the memorandum to the Deputy Minister of Justice, Minister John Jeffrey, who also reiterated the unacceptability of how long sexual offences cases take to be processed, and really committed himself to meeting with the very important and relevant stakeholders, including Rape Crisis, because we have a court support person at the court, to see how can infrastructural and personnel challenges be addressed in the next year, because he expressed that obviously it's been the second time that we demonstrated for this issue in front of Khayelitsha court, and he wanted to address so that we don't have to come back next year. So obviously we are going to hold him to that promise, and hopefully we can have a celebration next year instead of an accountability demonstration. So I really think that it served its purpose in holding government accountable. And I mean, you spoke about accountability earlier in the segment, and that's so important that ordinary citizens really have take back that power to hold government accountable for delivering a criminal justice system that acts as a deterrent for perpetrators, but also protects and serves survivors.
Jeanne Bodenstein, let's hope we're not having the same conversation a year from now, and that, as you say, it can be a celebration of progress this time next year. Thanks for the update. Jeanne is advocacy coordinator for Rape Crisis, particularly working in their Rape Survivors Justice Campaign.